Space press unavailable.
Hello, guys. I am back again. Today is Thursday, September 24th, 2018. I figured I would get on any audio. I know I just demonstrated media human audio converter, but we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about something a little more serious. And I am going to rant on this any audio clip a little bit, because Microsoft has been holding back Windows 10 1809 for no apparent reason. And what I mean is, there are reasons that they're holding this back, and I am going to tell you why. If none of you, I'm sure most of you all know why, and I think it's disgraceful and horrible that Microsoft is keeping us from downloading Windows 10 1809. It is disgraceful. It is horrible. I think they should be, you know, Microsoft should give out free 1809 at Staples. If you don't have Windows 10, you won't benefit from this discussion. I'm sorry. But anyway, let's get into it now. Reason number one, you download the Windows 10 1809. The reason why they took that down was because they found a deleting bug that has not been reported, although Microsoft said they did see it for about 3 or 4 months. Now, that's one reason. Reason number two, the zip utility that's built into Windows does not work. Now, come on. I could understand that people like to use stuff that's built into Windows, and there is an explanation for the file deletion bug. It is not a bug, even though Microsoft says, oh, it was a bug. Well, listen to what people did. They used a feature in Windows 10, which you can use, called folder redirection, which it means that, let's say you have an external hard drive plugged into your computer and you install Windows for the first time. And let's say you have your files and all your files and folders in a different location. Like, let's say you have your external drive is E. And you decide that you want to move all your folders with folder redirection that's built into Windows into E, Bobby Documents. You want to put a whole profile on the E drive. Or you want to move them somewhere else into the C drive. So technically, it is not Microsoft's fault. It is people who won't leave their operating system alone. Leave well enough alone. When you set up a profile, make sure your documents stay in documents. You can back them up on an external drive. And I warn you, another thing, when you install Windows, you either need to back up or install from scratch. Which I am going to start doing from now on. And I don't mean to be a preacher on here, but you guys have been stopping the Microsoft Windows Update rollout for no reason. And a lot of people have, because, let's see, I have a buddy of mine, his name is Mitchell, we're using it. Jeff Bishop is happily using it. Everybody here is happily using Windows 10. I don't know about you, Mason Cabo. I know you are a Windows 10 tester. And reason number two, here's reason number three, here's where we get to the real nitty-gritty. Some people are saying that their audio drivers are going bad in Intel. Well, that could be Microsoft's fault. But now, and another thing, now they're saying that Microsoft will not release it because they've implemented all the fixes, so the audio driver got fixed, the deletion bug is all fixed. Another issue was with 7-Zip. They're saying that the Windows built-in utility overwrites files and possibly can delete them. Well, there is a workaround it, and I will tell you a workaround it. If you have version 1809 installed on your computer, the workaround for this Windows glitch is to use a utility temporarily till they get this one little thing sorted out with use 7-Zip or even WinRAR. If you have a paid copy or if you have a free version, you can use that too. So use WinRAR or 7-Zip and try to stay away from the built-in utility just for a couple of more weeks. And those are all the reasons. These are all deletion bugs and losing audio in your Intel. That might be a lot of people's fault because they don't update their audio drivers. Like, okay, let's say you have a Realtek. You have to update the Realtek drivers. Even if it doesn't update on Patch Tuesday, you have to go into your device manager and check for updates. Okay. No rollout. We are still in. Look where we are. We're at October 25th today. We have like what? We have another week until the beginning of November. And we have no rollout of 1809, the Microsoft October 2018 update. And I feel so bad and angry for those that don't have it, that really want it. And it just pisses me off. It just gets me so angry. And I have already downloaded the update from Windows Update on my laptop and my tower. I cheated a little bit. I went into the insiders and got the last build that they had. But you know what? Microsoft has to get their act together. They can't just say, oh, we have another bug. Well, leave the thing out, and I'm going to warn you about something. There should be a disclaimer. Microsoft should be saying, hey, you need to reinstall your operating system before you install this. Or they should say, this version might be a little bit buggy, so do a clean install. Back up your documents, your downloads, your music, your pictures, your games. Maybe you have a BT Sync or Resilio Sync folder. Back up that folder. Put everything on an external drive. And screw it. Just do a clean install of Windows. That's what you guys need to really do. I know you don't want to hear me preach on here. I know you don't want to hear what I have to say. But you're going to do it. You're going to do what you guys are going to have to do. What you're told from me or somebody else, maybe Microsoft will tell you to do that, because the bad news is, you are not gonna, if you download this update now and you discover that your files are deleted, you're gonna be blaming Microsoft, and that's what is happening here. So, I am gonna start doing this from now on. I never did it, but, next version of Windows, which is 19H1, I am going to be doing a clean install of Windows, a complete wipe of the PC the day the operating system comes out and we could download the ISO. And just for your information, I'm warning you, you cannot download the ISO because they took it off the website. So if you go to the Microsoft site now, it is Windows 10 1803. And look where we are. We are October 25th. We're supposed to be having this update. This never happened with Microsoft ever. And I'm warning you, Microsoft, you are a horrible company for teasing us and by taking away the update just because a few people, maybe about 90 or 100 of them, had issues. Well, that's all I have to say, and there's no release date. There's no release date for the October 2018 update, and if they don't release it by November, I have a suggestion. Microsoft better come up with a better answer why they're not releasing it. Not only that, they better change the name to the November 2018 update. And I think this is disgraceful and horrible and even worse, teasing us, telling us that we could download the update and then taking it away a few days later, 3 days later, after releasing it. It's terrible. It's not released anymore. It was released, but they had to take it away from us. Well, what I want you to do is I hope somebody will do a podcast back. Maybe somebody will have different information than I have. And you can contact me on this matter or Media Human Audio Converter, which I just did. My email address is vinton.bobby, that's vinton.bobby, 5277. @gmail.com. That is vinton.bobby5277 @gmail.com. My Skype name is the same. That is vinton.bobby5277 @gmail.com. Have a great day. And could somebody do a podcast on this, a podcast back, or maybe you can follow up to what I talked about and let me know what you think. Bye, guys.
System tray with no actions, cock free, empty free record, context map open, exits open, cock exit each one.